Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time joining me, I'm here for like 8 years now, so welcome to the circus. And if you've been here a million times because you love the show, well, I love you for tuning in, and you're part of the circus. So, speaking of, I love you all for tuning in. How was your week and your weekend? Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. I'm interested. And I really do tweet back. People are like, is this really you? Yes, it's really me. Tonight we've got a great show lined up tonight. I wish we had some time to play music, but we're going to just go with the flow for tonight's show. So sit back, relax, take life to the max, and hang out with me for a moment. Just a bit, we have Blood, Sweat, and Heels, you know, the show on Bravo that I had a little cameo on with my girl Bree Bythewood. Well, Bree is joining us tonight in just a moment because there's some sad news over there from the cast. Daisy Llewellyn has passed away. I'm sure you guys heard that because it was a trending topic over the weekend. It's so sad that these are like trending topics when these are friends of people, and it just becomes like a social media hashtag. But Bree's going to join us in a moment to let us know about her time with Daisy on the show and her friendship with Daisy, so stay tuned for that. And then we've got my girl, Auntie Ro. Yolanda Watts will be here. Her book, Destiny Lingers, The Laws That Keep Them Apart Could Never Separate Their Love. Destiny Lingers is her novel. And we'll be talking about Jackie Collins, how Jackie Collins inspired Rolanda Watts to write the book, and how I brought the two together here on Max and Friends. And then, because you know that's just the spirit we're in tonight, have you ever felt down and out? Where do you go when you feel down and out? Grandma's house. Well, we've got Kimberly joining me shortly about the new movie, Grandma's House. So we've got a fun, full show tonight. And right now, y'all remember this clip. Because it was the intro to Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Hit it! Hey, New York, New York, New York. What's up, my New York girl, Bree Bythewood?
Hi, you have me dancing over here, acting a fool listening to that
girl,
song. I sure do miss it.
That was your theme song.
It was. It still is.
It still is. Well, we've got to talk about the show because over the weekend, is that your baby crying, your beautiful little daughter?
It is. She just woke up because she was like, Mommy, you are talking too loud. Keep
She's
it down.
Like, I bought her first pair of sunglasses, right?
You did. And you know what? She still wears them. She loves them. She does.
Well, I'm glad she does. She is a fashionista, that little
she
one.
She is.
Well, speaking of fashionistas, over the weekend, the fashionista of the show, one of, your girl Daisy Llewellyn died. So I know it was like a shock to you, and we had spoken about it briefly, and I was like, I have to have you on the show because, you know, that's how we honor the lives of those that are no longer here. So tell us about your friendship with Daisy and how shocking it was to hear the news.
I have to tell you, it's still so surreal. I'm having such a hard time processing it. But it's still so surreal to say that she's no longer here, that she's passed away. It's still it just seems so strange and so unreal. And I don't even know. I'm just really having a tough time accepting it. But I know that's true of everyone that knows Daisy, loves Daisy, you know, and absolutely misses her. But, you know, Daisy was always the lighthearted, fun one. I remember when I told her that I was pregnant, she sent me a text, and she always called me, even when we were filming, she always called me Mama Bree. And she said, you know what, this is your destiny. You are always, always a mama. She's like, this is who you're meant to be. And she was so happy for me when she found out that I was pregnant. And then she met Aria one time, and she was just so happy and so thrilled. And, you know, we had great conversation and great times. The show is the show, but real life is real life, and that's what matters most. The show is a fun experience. But Daisy is just, she was just the light in the room, and she was just the, charismatic, fun, stylish, sassy one who just had a heart of gold. You know, for her, family was first, family and God. She was all about family and all about God. And,
when the show first took off, how were you two, like, together on the show when that all... Because that, I remember when you and I had some conversations about doing this show. We had sweaty meals on Bravo. But, like, so when you're finally on set, like, what was your chemistry together on the show?
You know, I have to preface it by saying, of all of the girls that were on the show, I was probably the only one who had never really watched an ounce of reality TV before doing a reality TV show. So I was so unfamiliar with the platform. So for me, being on a TV show and a reality TV show, I thought Brie was just supposed to be Brie. But everyone else stepped it up a notch, and, like, they just became personalities. And I was like, well, I don't know if I can hang with this. So there was, like, meager little Brie just kind of in shock and
so unfamiliar.
No, this
is Brie. Hold on. There's no meager little Brie. Let's just call the thing a thing.
Let me tell you,
when the
cameras...
This is sophisticated Brie who works for a family generation. Okay. So I get why you were, like, why you didn't step it up to the point where you became, you lose your reputation.
Well, I had to take a step back and watch and see, like, okay, this is how I'm supposed to perform. And I just couldn't step it up to the level that I guess everyone else could. So, there are the TV personalities.
Is this your first interview? Is it since not being on the show? No.
No. I've done a number of interviews since not being on the show. This is my first about the show or any cast member of the show. Everything else has been more about me and my life and where it's gone since the show. But Daisy was, I was friendly with Daisy from day one. I met all of the girls as a result of the show. I did not go into this knowing a single one of them. Every single one of them I met because of the show. And Daisy was someone I kicked, off with very, easily and organically. We had things in common, and we laughed and smiled and hung out, and we enjoyed each other. The show had a different spin on things, but nonetheless, Daisy and I were still really okay. We texted, and we had a great, chemistry between us. Yeah.
We're going to play a public service announcement almost from Daisy from the show. So let's play this clip right now, because I want you all to listen to Daisy, who, as you all know by now, passed away from cancer. And this is what Daisy had said on the show. So I want you guys to listen, take heart, and we'll be right back on Max and Friends.
Hi. Kim, let me give you something really quickly.
I ate a bad burrito last night. I need you to go to the drugstore for me.
It's a Campact.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, it's like
diarrhea.
The big D.
Kim works with me a lot, and it's really tough hiding this illness from her. Here,
I don't think it'll cost more than $10.
When you have cancer, you can get sick, and you never know what's happening.
I've been feeling weak, nauseous, and the nurse said I can't do this segment because I'm at high risk for infection.
But I don't want cancer to run me into the poorhouse.
Mama still has to work.
Are these all the options? Because I think we're going to need more options.
What do you like in here?
I love, it really depends on the fit.
Ooh, shoot. This is crazy.
My white blood cell count is low, so I'm distracted. What will my mind think about? Be super careful. Don't eat after people. It's scary.
Oh, this is crazy.
But if I have to focus on the models, then I have to give hair and makeup direction, then I have to focus on my assistants and the producer. Like, I'm just about to break.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was a clip of Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird to, like, hear this?
It was hard to hear her voice. but it made me smile to hear her voice.
Yeah.
Like, it made me really smile. Like, it made me so happy. And I was actually giggling through some of it because I was like, that's so Daisy. And yeah, it is. That's Daisy. Everything about her just makes you want to smile. And I wish I knew what color lipstick she wore, because in honor of her, I would honestly go and rock that color lipstick for like as long as I possibly could until someone told me to wipe my mouth off.
Right. Now, did she privately tell you about cancer before it was on the show?
I don't recall. I think I found out, shortly before the show aired. So I was aware and I did reach out to her. But then I did not have a chance to watch the show because obviously I was a new mom at the time, but I did catch one episode, and that was the episode where, I think Demetria was having an event. Daisy was outside freaking out because her chemo had not arrived and she was calling for a delivery of her chemo. And I knew then like things had gotten pretty serious. But I was aware of her ailment. I just didn't know how serious, the level of cancer that she had was.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's quote that says, every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So that's really, you know, that's how we keep the lives of our friends, the energy, the essence of our friends and family who have passed on with us. We just have to just continue to say their name and tell their story, right?
Yeah, and I have a quote that you'll appreciate, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, because it's at the entrance of the cemetery in Palm Beach, and it says, that which is as universal as death must be a blessing. And I love that. And yeah. Every time someone passes away, I think about that, and I just pray on it, and I pray that that is truth.
It is. Yeah, no, you know, there's comfort in speaking. So that's why I wanted to have you on, because I know that people are talking about it, you know, and it's kind of weird when you were on the show and you knew her and you have to read about it, because it's kind of, you know, it's that awkward moment of the reality that you can't text anymore or pick up the phone and be like, hey, girl, what's going on?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, you know, and I hope that it allows people to remember that there is no age of death. And there is no, you know, moment of death. It just happens when it happens. And it can be anyone at any time. So people really need to value their life. And I'll say, you know, for Daisy, she was such a positive energy. She was such a wonderful and positive person. Even through her ailment, she was just so happy and so filled with spirit that, you know, she did not let her sickness run her life or rule her. She ruled her life until the moment her life was taken. And I say that to people to say, you know, live fully and be the person who is the light in the room and shine bright and do everything that you want to do, because at some point you're not going to be able to do it anymore because life will be done. And it doesn't matter how old you are or how much money or how little money you have. Death is the one thing that we all have to one day face, and no one knows when, but we all know that it happens. So go out and be your best you, be the most happy you, the most wonderful you, because this is your only chance to do that. And Daisy did it so well, and I applaud her because she was an amazing person, and she left such a mark on this world, and I send my deepest condolences to her family, and I hope they know how wonderful and how loved she is by all of her friends, and what a wonderful friend she was, not just a wonderful daughter, but a wonderful friend and a wonderful human being. She left such a mark, and I just commend her for the, you know, commend them for the beautiful daughter they raised, and her for the wonderful mark she left on all of us.
How beautiful. Well, I'm glad you were able to come here on Max and Friends and share your journey with Daisy, and for all those that are tuning in who found some solace in this, we're glad you're joining us here on Max and Friends. Bree Bythewood, you know I love you. You're going to come back and hang with me on another show, and we're going to do like Hot Topics, and we've got a big one that we're going to talk about.
We have a big one.
Frenzy on Facebook. We're not even going to mention
Max. Oh my gosh. I did not mean to start a war, but I sure did. My friends are at war, and Max is at war with some of my friends. We'll talk about it.
I'm very simple. When I see something online, and you know, it's like, where do you? That's going to be the hot topic later. Where do you draw the line in the conversation? Who gets the last word?
Oh, gosh.
Right, who gets the last word? But you know what, my love? I'm going to text you. We'll have you back on the show, and we're going to talk about that whole conversation. But
awesome.
I love you for joining us. Everybody.
I love you. I love you too, Max.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Well, we're going to get some peace right now up in here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Rolanda Watts, Destiny Lingers. Hit it. There's some peace in the valley and peace in the city. And what is everyone listening to right now on LA Talk Radio?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and that was peace. That is my song, because that's what we need in this world. Some peace in the city, peace in the country, peace in your soul, peace in your bedroom, peace... Just go get some peace. And while you're getting peace, I want you to get my next guest, my Auntie Rolanda Watts' book, Destiny Lingers. You can get it everywhere. This book, I have seen so much social media about this book that Auntie Ro was like, did you get your copy yet? And I was in New York, and I came home to Florida, and I went to my P.O. box, and I opened it up, and there was Destiny Lingers signed to my darling and magnificent nephew and best friend, Max. May you find a destiny that's sweet and a love that's strong. I love you, Auntie Ro. Well, Auntie Ro, welcome back to Max and Friends. Did we lose her?
Hey.
Here you are.
Yeah, where are you?
We lost you, girl. But just turn off that radio behind you.
I know. I was like, where did my Max go?
I was just doing my intro, doing my thing about Destiny Lingers, Auntie Ro. But before we get to the book, I just want to have a TBS, a throwback Sunday moment here on Max and Friends. Hit it.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
We got an intro for you, Auntie Ro.
Rolanda's show is exciting and it's fun.
Oh, yes.
She really cares.
Rolanda digs deeper.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You know, it's what talk should be.
Miami, come on, check it out.
That is classic. I love it.
Yes.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
We just have to hit that to remind them that this is Max and Friends.
That's right. And that's our Monroe singing that song. I am so happy to be part of you. You know, I really enjoyed listening to what you guys were talking about earlier. What an incredible loss with Daisy, and my condolences go out. And I just really appreciated what your previous guest said, that which is as universal as death is a blessing. And, you know, our Auntie Maya Angelou just had a birthday last week. And, you know, words like that, words of wisdom, and like what you said, you know, whenever you mention my name, I live, help us deal with it. But, boy, I tell you,
Destiny Lingers.
Yes, let's get to Destiny Lingers.
Life might end, but Destiny Lingers, doesn't it?
But you know what? Can I tell you this? Maya Angelou told me, a great quote, don't die with your story still in you.
Yeah.
So I'm here to encourage anybody who has a story that they're burning to tell, get with it. Get in that chair. Start writing that story out.
Well, what did Jackie Collins tell you? Because we have a whole connection with Jackie Collins.
Absolutely. You know, I had Jackie Collins on the Rolanda show back in the 90s, and I had her on just so I could pull her in a corner and tell her a confession. And I said, I really want to write a novel. And she said, well, darling, just write a page every single day, and in 365 days in a year, you'll have a novel. And I said, well, that's a novel idea. It took a lot longer than that for me, Max. But the reality is one page a day is really as simple as it is. And it, you know, you take it inch by inch. But it has been such an incredible journey writing this book, and I thank you so much for talking about it. It is getting a lot of social media attention.
It sure is, and you're getting like every celebrity holding the book, Auntie Ro. You do your thing.
Well, listen, I just had, when Lionel Richie held it, that was the big deal. Lee Daniels from Empire has it. Sean Robinson has it. So I'm really excited that it's starting to get some fire, and we want to continue the story. Keep the story going. That's what Maya Angelou said to do.
We're going to talk about the story here because I love your dedication for your novelist to your beloved father. And in this book, I see a lot of you in this book as Destiny. And there's a part in the book, because you know I have my copy too, where your father, well, Destiny's father, Carl, they speak to one another. And when I was reading that, I was like, I bet you so much that that was a phone conversation that Ro Dunn had with her father back in the day.
Crazy? I'm not quite sure which one, but probably.
About going to Harlem.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, well, my father never thought anybody was good enough for me. But I will tell you this, because I'm going to be transparent with you, it is a creative nonfiction. That's a new literary term, a new genre. While it is a contemporary romance series, it is still a creative nonfiction, which basically means it is based on a lot of real true life stories. But with the fun of the imagination, the creativity goes further. That the father there isn't so much like my dad. Even though, you're right, there were some conversations that a father has with their daughter who they think is marrying the wrong guy, that yes, that did kind of come in. But yeah, I will do this disclaimer too. As bad as Garrett, the husband, is, my ex-husband wasn't that bad. but that's where the creative nonfiction comes in.
I hear you. And now, where did the Chanel number 5 come in?
You know, just because it's so fabulous.
It has to be part of the book, right?
I can't believe you remember that. Oh my God, that's so funny.
But scent—that's the most important. You know, that's the last sense that we lose when we die is scent.
Yeah.
So you know, when I read about a scent, and I'm big on scents, so when I read about a scent in a book, especially one so specific as Chanel No. 5, which have like the best commercials in the whole world, it's something that, you know, leaves my impression that scent lingers through Destiny Lingers.
Well, that's what the woman, here's the story. If you don't know what the story is about.
Set it.
Yeah, I'm going to set you up so you know where the Chanel No. 5 came in. It's a story about an investigative news reporter in New York City who has covered every story, but she's not covering the story of her own life until she discovers this long strand of red hair stretched across her husband's bed pillow. And the only person she knows with bright red hair is her best friend, Eve. And that one strand of red hair unravels this whole sordid story of deceit. And just when she's about to confront the couple, she is thrust into this hostage situation that she has to go in and negotiate. And then she's so, you know, verklempt over all of this emotion, she goes down to North Carolina where she grew up to get her head back together. And on this little island.
It sounds so your life.
Yeah, this is really like following my life, exactly, as I do this. But she meets the police chief. There's this uncanny familiarity, and come to find out he's a little boy she was in love with, but they couldn't be together because of segregation. Time moves on, but destiny lingers. And it is based on a lot. I did not have an affair with a police officer, no. But I did meet a police officer when I survived a hurricane, because I lived down there during my summers growing up. And, you know, in the mid-1990s, many of us on the East Coast remember getting slammed by Hurricane Bertha and Hurricane Fran.
Oh, my God, Bertha. That was a long time ago.
Well, it hit on my birthday, and dumb me decided not to leave the island. Listen, if somebody tells you to get off an island, hurricane's coming, get off the island. A hurricane's coming. But dumb me wanted to get out there and report for Inside Edition and all
right.
of that. And got stuck on the doggone island, had to eat at the Red Cross for 3 days, and the police chief would take me. And we would talk about the pier we used to go to growing up and fishing and over there. And I said, how did I know you? We share so many of the same things, and we both love this island. Why don't we know each other? And all of a sudden, it dawned on us because of segregation. Mm. We couldn't have been together back then. And
isn't
I wanted
wild?
To really document, I said, you know, I wanted to document this time in our lives, Max. You're a little young to remember this, you know, but in my age group, I'm 56. And in my age group, we remember, I mean, I remember drinking colored water. I remember having a little note pinned on my sweater when I was like 4 years old that said, Rolanda can't go with the class to the park because she's black and the park doesn't allow blacks and Jews. So I remember those times, and I see how much the nation has changed and grown, how much my island has changed and grown, and also how human attitudes change and grown. There's a line in there where Destiny says about Chase, who she's in love with. She goes, he couldn't play with me because I was black, but I couldn't play with him because he was poor. So classism, racism, all those isms are seem to be as big a character as Topsail Island and all the other characters, Destiny and Chase and Kat and Mom and Dad and all of those. Chanel number 5, let's get back to that. That's what that hoe Eve was wearing.
Uh-huh.
And that was like, so you're right. I mean, you do. You're looking for red hair everywhere and the smell of Chanel number 5.
Mm-hmm, that creepy-ass scent.
which is rather creepy, actually.
Right. But, you know, I want to talk about, and, you know, it's as much as you know, how you just said you don't remember, I have stories. My friend Sharon and I, Sharon is Kenyan and from Trinidad, mixed, beautiful mm-hmm. mix, right? We were driving down South Row. I got out of the gas station. And someone came up to me, and he said, we don't tote the N-words around here. And that was what? Not too long ago, Auntie Ro. So, you know, as much as we wish it were over, you know, I think with the turmoil we're in now, especially with the presidential nominees and the nominations
right.
coming up, and building walls versus building bridges... It was scary, Ro, and that was not too long ago.
Not too long ago. And see, today, young folks, y'all can date anybody you want. Black, white, green, Asian, LBTGQ, whatever you want.
Yes, non-Champa.
You're right. But it wasn't long ago it was against the law, or your life was threatened.
Yeah.
You know, I remember seeing billboards where I grew up that said, you know, in the eastern part of North Carolina that said, this is Klan country, like it or leave it.
Well, and that's why the quote on the cover, right? The law that keeps them apart can never separate their love.
It could never. But see, love endures all of that.
Doesn't it?
And I think the least common denominators is Auntie Maya Angelou used to always say, who endorsed my novel. She would always say, you know, we're more alike than we are unalike.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I think that as younger people who have never experienced a Jim Crow South,
mm-hmm.
That they know that based upon what they're capturing on their iPhones with police brutality and some of the things that have been so shocking and painful to us, mm-hmm. that these are realities. And this is the new, and this whole police brutality thing, I think, for the millennials, this is their new civil rights movement. My book takes place, and my main characters, Chase and Destiny, are in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me is that in the book, and, you know, the characters tell me what they're going to do, but, you know, they made a decision that they're not going to be like their parents. They're not going to be the socialite and, you know, look down their nose at everybody like Destiny's mother was. She's breaking that tie.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he says he's not going to be a racist like his parents were. They're breaking that tie. You know, for it might be I'm not going to be the alcoholic my parents were, or I'm not going to be the domestic violence person that my family has been. It takes a strong person to say, "No, not anymore. I'm going to make love survive in this story. In my movie, I'm going to let love survive."
Well,
you know,
speaking
that's
of
the movie
movies
of our lives.
Who's going to play Destiny in this movie?
You know, that's what I put out. I've been talking to some book clubs, and everybody wants to know. I'm not sure. You know, it may be an unknown. Who do you think? Do you have any ideas?
Well, you know, I love the cover of the book.
I have to tell you.
It's so sexy. And I'm like, how are you doing? Just to be up in the middle of them two. How are you doing? LGBTQ. But, you know, it's so hard to tell because they do start off in their 20s. So I like unknowns because I think they bring a flavor to it. But I think for your male character,
yes,
you have to get somebody really good. And
it's
somebody
really
very,
good.
Very known.
I mean, it has to be like, and I want to know, because I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I am so in love with Chase McKenzie. That is a character I created. I'm in love with him. And a lot of people I talk with who've read the novel are like, oh, my God, I'm so in love with Chase. I mean, black, white, old, Asian, everybody is in love with Chase because he's a good guy. And, you know, and what blows me away, Max, is so ironic that I'm on Dr. Drew all the time blasting rogue cops. And
yes,
now I write a story about a cop that's so good. But, you know, he made that decision. Now, that's a whole different thing. But read the novel. It's just great. I'm glad that we're talking about it.
Well, you know, Liam Hemsworth, I think, could be the perfect actor for him. Because they look alike on the cover. On this cover.
Yeah.
Who are these beautiful people on your cover?
I know. They're just like, they're like stock footage.
Get out. That's a stock footage photo?
Wait, let me tell you something. When we were trying to decide on the cover, I'm so glad you're talking about this because I love my cover. They were like, Rolanda, we have an admission to make that we don't have a lot of interracial couples. We don't tell a lot of stories about interracial relationships. And I said, well, isn't that remarkable? So what they took were two people sleeping and made the graphic together. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. So
And then I was like, when I saw the guy with the beard, I was like, he's a police chief. He wouldn't have a beard. And then I'm like, Ro, he's 20-something years old. Today, everybody's got a beard.
He would have a beard and a man bun. Okay.
And a tattoo. He should have a tattoo on his neck.
Right on his neck. That says Destiny.
But if we could get like a Kerry Washington and a McConaughey, you know,
yes, yeah,
like
yeah,
in their 20s, that would be kind of hot.
Right? It would be kind of hot. But, you know,
yeah,
I think people should let me know.
I think you should hit me up on Facebook at Rolanda Fan Page, and let's start finding some people.
Let's start casting the show, the movie.
Yeah.
Let's start casting. But what do you want people to get from Destiny Lingers, Auntie Ro?
Well, I want people to get that love never dies and hope lasts eternal. And don't give up on people, and don't give up on love. Mm. And I think that it just gives you the. I hope it inspires. And guess what, Aiden? I hope it does this for me too, because I write romance, and clearly my real life says I know nothing about it. But I really hope it inspires that love. Every time I talk about what would you do at a second chance as your first love, I can see people in their eyes, they just drift away. I know there's somebody in everybody's past. There's a story to tell. If I inspire anything, tell me your love story. Tell me your story. Because I think at the end of the day for humanity, that's all we have are our stories. What's yours? Don't die with your story still in you. And even taking the liberty and the creativity to tell it the way you wished it ended or the way you wished it would begin, just tell your story. And I think that's what I'd like to inspire, that it helps you deal with the difficulties in life, the pain in life. Writing this novel was very cathartic and therapeutic for me. And it's a delightful craft. Just writing. Just take a page a day. What is that what Auntie Jackie told us,
Max? That's right. Take a page a day.
Just tell me your story. And I think you'll be fascinated what you find out about yourself. Yeah.
It's true.
I guess you asked me for one thing and I told you 15.
But I'm glad you did, because you know what? The more you say, the more we do. But speaking of that, we can find you on HLN. You're on Dr. Drew often, but you also have Sundays with Ro.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm putting my, right now, I'm about to kick off my book tour. So Sundays with Rolanda, which turned into Rolanda on Demand, is right now, you can go to RolandaOnDemand.com and listen to 50 million of my archives there. I've got some good stuff. The last interview with Maya Angelou, we were just nominated for an Emmy. I'm the voice of Divorce Court, and Judge Lynn Toler, I spoke with her. Greg Mathis, if you like that judge. We've got all kinds of stuff. Lynn, with Kim Douglas and Kim
But aren't
Cole.
You in Curious George, too?
Yeah, I'm Professor Wiseman on Curious George.
You see the
yeah,
things I
but
remember.
Right now, the main thing is I'm about to go to New York. I'm going to be there on the 26th of April at Barnes & Noble. We're going to be on the 27th at the Sugar Bar. We are going to be celebrating all over New York. I'm going to be speaking with the NAACP out in Long Island. And then we're going to Philadelphia and D.C. and Baltimore and eventually North Carolina. And I'm also saying that if there are book clubs out there that want me to come and pop in, I will Skype with your book club because, I tell you, I love talking with book clubs. You know, writing is such an individual, solitaire thing that it's so cool to be able to get out of my computer head and speak with people about this story. It's exciting to do that. So I'm having a good time, Max. And
absolutely.
Thank you so much for letting me blab my mouth here.
Listen, this is Max and Friends, but this is your home too, okay, Auntie Ro?
I love you, Max.
How can people find you? I know how to find you, but for people tuning in and say, we want you part of our book club, Rolanda Watts, how do we get you?
Well, come on now. You can find me at Rolanda.com, R-O-L-O-N-D-A, and then you can find me at Rolanda Watts on Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram and
you're all over
what
the
else?
Place.
Periscope and on Facebook, Rolanda Fan Page.
You know that's true, Rolanda Fan Page, and I'm on all of them because Auntie Ro, your life is big, so keep on reaching because I know there's so much more that you got to do for us.
Well, you know what? That's what y'all talked about when you were giving that wonderful homage to Daisy. Everything you can. When they roll me up in there, they gonna say on my body all used up because I'm gonna play with every gift good God gave me.
Okay, you got to die empty, bro. Hey, but before I let you go, you know, my next guest, Kimberly, she's joining me because there's that new movie, Grandma's House. So when you hear the words Grandma's House, what does that mean to you, Auntie Ro?
Ooh, I smell ambrosia and grandma's perfume. I don't know what the name of it was.
Well, hopefully it wasn't Chanel number five. Then you're gonna find some of grandma's strands of hair through the house. That's the next book.
Gosh. Smell mac and cheese. That's what I smell.
I could go for some of that right now. But you know what? I want everyone to go to Amazon.com, go to BarnesandNoble.com, go wherever you need to go to get Destiny Lingers and be part of the Rolanda Watts family. Follow
That's
her
right.
on
Barnes
all
and
of
Noble,
them.
Amazon,
yes.
Kindle, all of them.
All of them. We'll get them because you know what? Summer's coming around the corner, and this is a great summer's read, too.
Ooh, so. Listen, this is the best beach read ever. And when you're traveling, and guess what? For Mother's Day, your mom would love. And you know what I hope, Max? I hope that two generations will read this book. Guys love it, too, because I got hostage situations and hurricanes and stuff.
Oh, it's intense. It's intense, some scenes.
Yeah, I think but two generations can talk about it and really ask questions about what life was like to find love back then, you know?
Well, you know what? There's only one way to find out, and that's get Destiny Lingers. Rolanda Watts is my guest. I thank you so much for joining me here on Max and Friends.
Thank you, honey. I had a ball as always. See you guys on Facebook.
See you sooner than later. I'll talk to you after the show.
All right.
Love you, Auntie Ro. Well, there's we've got another guest coming on, so we're going to move right along. But here's the clip of the movie you all got to see, Grandma's House, and we'll be right back with my girl, Kim.
Hey, now, what it do?
This is my mother's wedding day. It's the happiest day I can remember. This was the last time I remember us truly happy.
I like the way things are between us right now, honey.
Say it. I see you want to say it. Say it. Okay, I dare you to say it.
I'm just tired of us arguing.
Be honest with me. I know you're not happy, Mom. Why don't you just leave?
Yeah, I need to take your brothers and go down to the car. Go
You will not keep my children from me.
Go!
Go! I remember.
Zolkowski.
Zolkowski?
Yes.
All right, super. Be right back. Pull up sound. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. What is everybody listening to? Hit it.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
Ooh. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Well, you know, that was the clip from the trailer, Grandma's House. What does Grandma's House mean to you all? Well, to Auntie Ro, you heard what Grandma's House means to her. It means ambrosia and some mac and cheese. But for my next guest, Kimberly Zolkowski. Did I say it right, Kim?
Yes, you did, actually.
I should know how to say it. My mother's Lithuanian, and this is like a good, solid, like, Polish name.
It is.
Right? But I want to talk about Grandma's House, and welcome to Max and Friends, Kim, first and foremost. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, and you know, every time, like, I'm thinking about Grandma's House this whole weekend, and you know, we're doing social media. I'm like, I still wish I could go to Grandma's House. But let's get into this. So I want to know from you, when did you realize you wanted to produce movies? Tell me about that.
I realized I wanted to produce movies about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go to a film festival to learn about production and to meet some fellow filmmakers, and I went to the ABFF.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where actually I met my director, Paul Hanna, and we started talking about my project and kind of put it into work there. So it's actually been a little under 2 years that we started working at Grandma's House.
Now, what is Grandma's House? First of all, what does it mean to you, Grandma's House?
Grandma's House is a place where you find love, honesty, tough love, comfort. It's actually a safe haven.
It is a safe haven, isn't it?
Yes, and Grandma's House, the movie is based off of the life of my grandmother.
Well, so, yeah, because isn't it based on your life's true story, right?
Yes, it's based off of my grandmother's life, and I wanted to dedicate my first movie to my grandmother because she empowered me to be the woman that I am today.
How did
she
empower you?
Her that. Basically, by just being straightforward with me and teaching me about life in a way that only a grandmother can do. I mean, grandmothers, they have a way of telling you things that, you know, seem kind of harsh and cruel and mean, and you don't really understand it, seems kind of old-fashioned, like, okay, she doesn't really know what she's talking about. And then you grow up into adulthood, and you realize she was right about everything.
Grandma was right. Grandma was done right.
Grandma knew.
Grandma knew. But, you know, now what the movie, I saw the trailer. So for me, that was my teaser. And I was like, oh, I got to see Grandma's House. But let's talk about Grandma's House. Set it up and give us the moral of the story for Grandma's House.
Okay. The moral of the story is no matter how difficult life is, you always have a home to return to. You always have someone you can count on and lean on. And you always have morals and values that are instilled in you from somewhere along that journey in life. And it just so happens that it's grandma, but she's a mother, she's a friend, she's a part of the community, she's a helper. She's a lot of things summed up in one. Mm. So we call her grandma, some call her mom, some call her a sister, but it's that one person, that matriarch of the family and the community that really just brings life to you when you've had a rough time, you've had a hard time, and you just don't know where else to turn.
And you just don't know where else to turn. Well, for those of you tuning in tonight, you're turning to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. My guest is Kimberly Zolkowski. The movie we're talking about is Grandma's House. Now, you've got like a good old cast up in here. You have some Miss Loretta Devine to play Grandma, and Coco Jones plays you. But let's talk about Loretta, and why did you want to cast her to play your grandmother?
I wanted Loretta because she is a amazing actress, and everything she's ever been in, she kills her roles. She's so phenomenal, and she reminds me a lot of my grandmother in the roles that she's played. So I actually asked for Loretta by name. I know I wanted her. She didn't disappoint. She brought everything to set, and you'll see when you see the movie, she really brings this role to life. And it was like for the 14 days that we were shooting, it was almost like my grandmother being back with us.
It was, oh, wow.
It was just that powerful.
How was that experience for you? You felt the energy, right? You felt her energy.
Oh, yes. I felt the energy during the table read. We had our first table read, and the entire cast was there. And the connection that they made with each other, though some of them had never worked with each other, was just amazing. And you knew it, you know, they were in character during the table read, and they were just so empowered by the story, and they owned their roles. So we knew then that the filming was already going to be amazing because the table read was just so great.
Beautiful energy. Now Coco Jones plays you. How did that happen?
Coco Jones, my children asked for Coco because they are big fans of her from Let It Shine. That movie's played over 1,000 times in my house. And they actually asked that Coco be in the movie. So that was their decision. And I said, okay, we'll see if we can make it happen. And we did.
And Mama did not disappoint, right?
No.
So how is it for your kids to see Coco Jones play you?
Well, it was very interesting for them. It was very exciting for them. They're also in the movie, by the way. So it was an exciting experience for them. My sons, especially my teenage son, you know, he was a little nervous playing his roles around her because she's such a professional and she's great at everything that she does. And this was their first time acting, so they were a little bit shy and nervous. But then after a couple of days, they started joking around with her and they got right into the groove of it, and they love it. I mean, it's like they act like they're real brothers and sisters in life. So it's great.
Isn't that fun? Now, some of the characters I've heard were not so pretty. So did you experience any backlash from your family for the way they were portrayed?
My family, not all of them have seen the movie. Only a couple of my siblings came to the premiere, and they actually loved it. They were really, really great about everything, but I've been getting backlash and they haven't even seen the movie yet. So
Welcome to life. Yeah. on National Sibling Day of all things.
Right.
But speaking of the premiere, the film premiered, Grandma's House premiered in Milwaukee, your hometown. And for you, how was it to sit in your hometown watching a film about your grandmother's house?
Oh, it was magical. It was amazing. And emotional at the same time. And I felt like I had accomplished something that so many people, especially kids who are displaced from their homes and out of home care, like I was living with my grandmother, you don't feel like you can actually leave the inner city of Milwaukee, go to Hollywood of all places, make a movie, and come back with that finished product. So for me, I felt like I wasn't just doing it for me, but I was making a statement for other kids and adults who have been in my situation, that you actually can turn life around and actually make something amazing and come back and share it with everybody.
Absolutely. Well, and then you also, in the meantime, not only of being a producer and a mother, you have very successful businesses. And like, you are busy. Are you going to be producing any other films after this?
I am. We have three films slated so far right now, and more on the way. But I am actually developing and working on a project with Yolanda Ross right now for a film that she wrote. And I'm going to executively produce that. It's called Never Say Never. And I'm really excited about that. I'm also working on a couple that I wrote myself, and that's Colorblind and 53206, which is the area code that I grew up in, which has a high crime rate, but there's also a lot of talent in that area. So we're looking at developing something with that.
Beautiful. So you are just busy, busy, right?
Yes.
You know, and I was interviewing Rolanda Watts just before with her book, Destiny Lingers, and I automatically thought of you. I'm like, you and Rolanda Watts need to be in touch about this book, because Destiny Lingers would be an awesome, awesome movie, but I'll put you into a touch after the show. But what is your ultimate goal with Grandma's House?
My goal is to pay a tribute to grandmothers, grandfathers, and also people who are actually taking care of children who are displaced from their parents, and they're living in foster care or, you know, some non-relative placement. It's actually to say thank you to those people. So it's a tribute, and it's also a movie that shows that, like I said, no matter what you've been through, whatever your tribulation or trial has been in life, that you can turn it around. It's never too late to turn it around and make things better in your family and in your own life.
Isn't that the truth? What was it for you that turned it around?
It was my grandmother encouraging me and actually telling me that I could be better, and that there was something that she saw in me that she basically had not seen in other relatives or family members. She always told me that there was something different, something special about me, and I believed her.
Yeah. Well, what do you wish you could tell your grandmother now if you were to see her at this moment right now?
I would say thank you. I would say thank you.
So simple. Thank you. Thank you is the biggest prayer. It's the biggest blessing. Just to hear the words thank you is such gratitude. What keeps you going? Inspire the listeners tonight, because we are just running out of time. But what keeps you going so that we could bring that into this week and we could take life to the max? What is it that keeps you going, Kimberly?
The fact that I know that there's so much to be had in life. There's so much to do. There's so much to conquer. And it only takes a willing mind and a willing heart, and you can do anything you set out to do. And I'm proof of that.
You are proof of that. And you're doing so much more. Is there going to be a sequel to Grandma's House?
Hopefully there is talk of a sequel.
I'm trying to get the scoop in the last minute. I'm like, we didn't even see this film yet, but where's the sequel? we're creating that vision board, Kim. Yeah, we're creating the vision board.
Yes, a sequel, a TV sitcom. There's a lot of characters in there that the audience is going to get addicted to. You're going to have your own favorite character after seeing the movie. And I feel like the audience is going to want more of that. So we're looking at a possible television series. We're looking at a lot of things with Grandma's House. So,
all right. Yes. Well, you all got to go to Facebook.com/ Grandma's House Movie. We'll tweet it after the show so you know where to go. But Kim, it was so much fun having you on the show. Grandma's House is one of those films that I know, it's like you were just gonna, it's a feel good film. It's one of those, it's like take me to church films, right?
right.
But I'm so glad that you're here. Please come back to the show. Keep me posted on what's going on with your career. I would love to have you back on. And just once, you know, they say once you're part of Max and Friends the first time, the second time you're part of Max and Family. So you'll come back and be part of the family.
Sounds great. I would love to. Thank you so much.
And people can find you how?
People can find me on my Facebook page, Kimberly T. Zolkowski, and Grandma's House also has a Facebook page, Grandma's House, and also Ms. Kim Productions, which is spelled MZ, not MS.
MZ Kim Productions. We'll post it all after the show. Kim, it's been a pleasure having you on Max and Friends. I'm so grateful you're here.
Thank you so much.
You made me think of my one grandmother that I knew, my other grandma I didn't know, but you made me think about her a lot. So I'm glad you did that for me, because it's nice to reminisce.
Yes, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Have a beautiful week. Take life to the max this week. And everybody else who's tuning in and listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio, I'm going to wrap this up real quick. So I love you for tuning in. To my guests, Bree, Rolanda, Kim, thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Take life to the max. I say unto you, great night. Great karma. I love you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back.